Hello and welcome to our program. Today we continue in our study in the book of Revelation. Have your Bible ready if you can. We're going to look at Revelation 2, verse 8 through 11. Revelation chapter 2, verse number 8, and it says, "And unto the angel," or the pastor, "of the church of Smyrna, write these things, saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works, and tribulation, and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall receive tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." We're going to look at this in a minute. Before we do, listen to this message and song. Perhaps you're having a hard time right now. No one understands like Jesus.
No one understands like Jesus. He's a friend beyond compare. Meet him at the throne.
Tell it to Jesus. He
Well, we see here in this portion of Scripture that the Lord is writing unto the pastor of the church in Smyrna, and he says, write these things. He said, I know thy works, and tribulation, and poverty. Now, they're working hard. They're going through a lot of suffering and a lot of tribulation. The reason that they're going through all this tribulation and suffering, it says here that 10 days, verse number 10 days they will be suffering, and it represents 10 specific Roman Nero-type people who were in charge, 10 different ones who brought opposition and tribulation and the iron hand of Rome against the churches. And so it is in that context that we have here that the Lord says, I know thy works, I know the tribulation you're going through, I know of thy poverty. They didn't have any big fancy buildings with gymnasiums to play in. They were hiding in the mountains, and they were poor. He said, I know your poverty, but thou art rich. He said, I know the blasphemy of them that say they're Jews and are not. They are really, he said, of the synagogue of Satan, verse number 9. So he says to these faithful Christians, fear none of those things that thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And so this represents that second phase of churches that we've looked at, Ephesus. Now we look at Smyrna here, and we see that in this particular church, there's simply commendations. There is no criticisms concerning these people or the pastor. They are standing true. They are a persecuted church, and the more persecuted they became, the greater they became spiritually. Oh, they didn't build any fancy buildings, but God says, thou art rich. They quoted scriptures and sang psalms as their lives were given up for the Lord. The pastor at Smyrna had taught these people well, but not only that, the people had responded scripturally. What we need is both of those things today. So we see them under persecution and the iron fist of Rome, their poverty, well, they're hiding in caves from their tormentors, and they're also being persecuted by their fellow Jews. But for this particular church, we find no rebuke whatsoever. In the next program, we're going to look at the pastor and the people at the church at Pergamos. Keep in mind that once again, he not only starts out talking to the angel or the pastor at the church of Smyrna, but he says to the people in verse 11, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. This is not just a history lesson. The Bible says these things happen unto them and are written for our admonition. Let's be admonished about whatever the Holy Spirit would like to admonish us about as individual Christians today. One thing is for sure, the genuine Christian should not expect to receive more than what Jesus received.
It may be no loved one with whom you can share. It may be no finery like others wear. But surely the lilies are clothed by his care. Should the servant be more than his it may mean rejection by friends through the years. It may mean some lonely nights praying in tears. But surely his peace will erase all your fears. Should the servant be more than his master. My king had no mansion. It may be the home in the midst of the wild. It may mean the lack or the loss of a child. But in places sufficient is love more abound. For he knows every tear, he's the servant be more than his master.